Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture by Psalmist David, Psalm 139:14. You know, he says, "I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made." That's what Psalmist David was enamored with, the presence of God, with the glory of God. And he was filled with the awe of God. And he says in that beautiful chapter of Psalm 139 that, "Where will I run from you? Where will I go? If I fly into the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. You fill the entire cosmos." And that's how David was expressing himself, and he was in you know, awe of understanding that how beautifully, wonderfully, and fearfully every part of his body was made, right? For example, your tongue, it has got 400 little taste buds, each one capable of discerning the difference between asparagus and lemon meringue, Christmas pie, right? And how about your intestinal system? 20 million little mouths capable of digesting almost anything. Then there is a cooling system, right? The best refrigerators and the best brands has nothing like it. 350,000 sweat glands per square inch. I repeat that. 350,000 sweat glands per square inch. And how about your sensory system? A network of 10 million nerves, the branches of which send and interpret messages and also formulate a response for each. You are one in 8 billion people on this planet Earth, my dear brothers and sisters. You are the only one, the royal one, the priestly one, the son and daughter of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Nobody else has your voice pattern. Nobody else has your fingerprint, prints, or nobody has your DNA. When you were born, God did not stop and say, "What are we going to do with this one?" No, you were given your father's name. If you look into book of Isaiah chapter 43:1, it says you are given your father's name. You were bought with a price. Look at 1 Corinthians 6:20. You were made a member of his redeemed family. See 1 John chapter 3 verse 2. Your steps are ordered by him. Look at Psalm 37:23. He has already planned your success, right? Jeremiah 29:11 talks about that. He loved you when you were unlovable and chose you before you could do either right or wrong. Doesn't that give him the right to say, "I want your praise and obedience. I want you to spend time with me. I want you to read the letters I have written to you. And I don't want anybody or anything to come between us." My dear brothers and sisters, the word for you today is that you do not only believe in God, but you belong to God. Hallelujah. You belong to Jesus. So live like that, act like that, communicate like that. Let your gestures be known unto the world that you belong to Yahweh. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you that how beautifully and wonderfully you have created each one of us. We are amazing masterpieces of God's handiwork. And we want to say thank you. Oh Lord God Almighty, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Abba Father, we exalt your name. Lord Jesus, I thank you that even before I was conceived in my mother's womb, you chose me. Lord, you predestined me, foreordained me that I will be your inheritance. That's what your word tells us, oh God. And we want to say thank you for your choosing. We thank you for your selection. We thank you, O Lord God Almighty, that you have made us unique and you have made us, each and every one of us, a masterpiece of God. Today, Lord, with this thought in mind, Lord, allow us and allow your flock as we step out into our jobs, into our businesses, and running the errands for the day, that the Lord's glory will be displayed. O Father, the magnificence of your glory will be, Master, manifested in this world, in our workplaces, meeting our business clients, our colleagues. O Lord, our superiors, our subordinates, and our workplaces will see the light of your glory. I thank you, Lord. You'll keep your people from every appearance of evil. You will preserve them, protect them, provide for them, and prosper them. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. O Lord, I speak healing, even now, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that they will be absolutely fine, healthy, and full of strength. With robust health and strength, they will glorify God. And we thank you, we praise you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.